at this rate, I'll grab over my pricing director who's assigned in the area. He's actually jumping on the line with us. His name is The Hack, my director.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is it Dave?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dave. How's it going, man? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. Yourself?
Not bad. It's Tuesday, so one day closer, right? Counting the days again.
That's true.
Yeah, right? It is Halloween, though. I get to take my kid out for his first trick-or-treat, so that'll be pretty nice.
Nice, nice.
Right? Yeah, he's about 16 months now, so yeah, just starting to walk and like talk and all that, so it's a wonderful time, right? So let me just kind of confirm a couple things here. So for service area, she put 80 miles. Now, typically, we would start the range at about 50 with targeted marketing. It's still going to get you a lot of jobs. So if you're not married to the 80 miles, I can save you some money there. So
definitely. I mean, you know, if you have to cut it down to like something a little bit less, I mean, like I said, it's all going to determine on what this comes out to be.
Exactly. That's what she noted here. So I figured I'd kind of just wave that past you since I know it does say 80 here. And then as for the work, so concrete, painting, flooring, but just residential, right, like homeowners, things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to start off a little slower on I have done some commercial stuff, but I think for now it's better if I'm basically, you know, every year I go through a little setback or whatever, but so I'm just basically trying to regain, from this year's loss or whatever. So
I gotcha. Okay. Hopefully nothing too serious.
Yeah. No, it's not too serious. It's just, being a business partner, type deal. So I think that's kind of this is my last time I'm doing, business partner deals because it being my company and everything, everything falls back on me in the end, and somebody doesn't
right
up there into the deal. That's the thing. If somebody doesn't fall, back up there into the deal, then here it's stuck on me. So
I see. I got you. Okay. So well, fortunately, we do make it easy. Like, we actually have a tech team who handles everything on the digital side. This way, you're just answering the calls and bidding the jobs. And it's more hands-on than a lot of those third-party services. So not only would you have me, but like a technician who can like, run promotions, change content, keywords, and we can like strategize with you. Like the areas, right? The volume of the amount of jobs you want to get, the type of jobs, right? So we can gauge everything for you and not make it overwhelming, right? Just make it a steady flow that's just going to help, right? More of a boat than an anchor, so to speak, right?
Gotcha.
Now, other than Google, because of course that's like the best part, we also put you on Bing and Yahoo for first page plateness. So if anyone is searching concrete, painting, flooring, any of those services within that 50 miles, you're going to show up with an eye shot, right? Right there on the first page. People find you organically, and in turn, they call you directly. So there's some exclusivity, right, to the leads. I mean, obviously, we work with one company per area, too, to make sure that you get the most amount of calls and that actually happens. But also, you can cherry-pick the business you want because you're not paying for every lead. And at the same time, you're getting real breathing humans who are calling you directly from their search. So there's much higher conversion rates on these type of leads, right? It's more organic. Now,
right.
As for pricing and everything, now, let's see. Do you guys already have a website that's functional, like something you're already working with? Or it's like, as soon as you put a note, it's coming soon, right? Somewhere time in December?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Perfect. So that's actually good.
It's already set up. I know one of my kids, son does video editing and the other one does website stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really convenient.
Yeah, it is.
For sure. Yeah, that's you got to keep it all in the family if you can, right? For sure. Especially for marketing. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. So that actually helps with the pricing too. So, I mean, I can, let's see, basically I can get you to bare bones. So bare bones, you're looking at $249 on the monthly. There is a one-time setup fee, you know, for like the onboarding and programming and everything. So out the door is $348, but actually every month after, for the life you're with us, is $249. There's no additional cost to any of your ads or anything at all, because we put you on Facebook, you know, everywhere. So that is totally also, including also everything.
I also have my own Facebook and all that already.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so
yeah,
if you guys are, do you run ads from there too?
I haven't really gotten into that too much. I mean, I have Yelp right now that I'm paying on, and, you know, I'm kind of a little leery, but I'm just trying to give it a chance to see what happens, because I had it for about a year, and within that year they didn't set it up properly, so basically they gave me a huge credit right now, so they're running unlimited ads for me.
Oh, nice.
And that is kind of nice. So it was kind of like, you know, a good screw up on their part for me, because now I'm paying $40 a click. I'm only paying $7 a click. So.
Oh, nice! Yeah, it's a nice little reduction there.
Oh yeah.
So eventually, if you weren't happy with them, we actually would include an optimized Yelp listing that does get great conversions, as well as the Facebook. Our number two converter for getting sales, like if we're getting clients for you, would be Facebook, other than the Google listing. So it is included if you want it. Okay. If not, you know, fine too. But yeah, our tech team runs everything, so they really get great results with that. And there'd even be like a tracking system with an app you can download on your phone, where you can actually see where the calls are coming from, the areas that you're being searched in, the keywords. So we can optimize, but then also so you can kind of make suggestions yourself too. Like I said, it's a little more hands-on, so it makes it like, you know, I have like a team working on it, right? Instead of just like, good luck, right? And just leaving you in the lurch like some of those companies do, right? Right. I actually just sent you a text with a link to our website. You can actually see a little bit about us. I wanted you to kind of be a little more familiar, just because she did make a note that you also did kind of have an experience in the past, right?
Yeah, a couple experiences. That's why I'm kind of learning.
Oh no,
about
more than one.
I mean, I get calls every day, and like I get pitched. You know, I'm not literally talked to like you're talking to me. You know, I get pitched, and it's just like, you know what? It's like, oh man, I've already got burnt before listening to the same thing. You know, and it's like,
right.
You know, not to be just stereotypic, but it's like, oh hey, Mr. David, we can do this for you, Mr. David. And I'm just like, oh no, I'm done.
Right,
like,
blah,
I'm
blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I sound a little bit different than most of them.
I'm still listening.
Right? I figured. You're still here, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I did send you a text so you can actually see. Like, you'll see, of course, the years in business, or I've been in business 19 years, going on about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S., I think a few in Canada even. And even with that, we have like a 4.2 or 4.3 out of 5 success rate. Like our ratings are very high. We have a high retention rate. And if you scroll around to the middle, I think, of the page there, it'll say Google Ad Partner. That actually, there, that logo there navigates you to Google's website. You can see our accreditation with them, our spending, right? Like all that good stuff, right? So you can see we're a legit partner of Google, and we actually can actually perform the things that I'm saying that we can do, right? Not like a couple guys in their basement or whatever some of these companies are.
Yeah.
Something
sound like you're in a school lunchroom.
Right. Yeah, you get that echo, like that weird, exactly. Right? That's what I mean.
I just kind of feel like when I get those calls, it's like I'm listening, but it's like, here, give me your social security number. That's all we need.
No, I know. And see, that's what it kills me, because a lot of people just automatically assume, because there's, you know, companies that, you know, do you wrong, so it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And then companies that can actually provide the service, you kind of just see it. You're jaded, right? You see it in gray. So you're kind of like, I don't know. But yeah, so that's why I wanted to send you that, so you can actually see for yourself, right, in black and white, instead of just taking my word for it, because I totally understand. I hear it too often, honestly. SEO companies, AdIQ, Townsquare, Angie's, Yelp, whatever. They're all doing the same stuff.
411 Locals.
There you go. That's another one. 411 Locals.
That's what I got. That's what I got burnt on.
That was the last one?
Or
the one before that?
Yeah, I think that one was the camel, the straw that broke the camel's back on that one. My wife got sued. She got super pissed off, and it was like 4 clicks, and we were already at $1,000, and we were like, "What?
Oh my!"
And we didn't even didn't even get a call, and we're like, "Look, we're tapping out," because like every time they call, they're like, "Oh, hey, we want to update some stuff," and I'm like, "Well, we just talked 2 days ago. I gave you $400 2 days ago, and now you're going to ask for how much now?" And after like the third time that I paid like $300 to $400, by the third time, I was like, "Hey, look," I was like, "You know, we got to let this thing run. Let me know how much it's going to be for everything up front and not just keep calling in 2 days and say, oh, we need another $300-$400 so we can do this." It's like, what?
Yeah, like they explain it in one way, and then the actual way it works is something completely different. Like the Angie's, the Yelp, a lot of those. Like what I've heard is you're not really getting really any customers, right, or any leads, and then they're just pinging your account like every other hours or every other few minutes, and it's just like it starts to add up. I've heard 500 per month, 1,000 for thousands. I've heard 8,000. Like I've heard just insane numbers, and that's actually why we don't do that. Google made a lot of these services, especially Google Guarantee. I don't know if you heard of that, but they made a lot of these services to kind of combat those other type of services that, you know, the paper leads and the ones that just do a disservice to just marketing in general, right? So with this, yeah, these are just services that they wouldn't normally offer to the medium to small size businesses like yourself that Google ad partners, you know, like ourselves would offer to the public, right? So people that actually can provide it, it should work like you think, right? You get a steady flow of calls. You find yourself on the first page. Did they ever even get you up? Like, did you see any results at all? Like, did you see yourself move at least or something? Or?
Well, this is the thing. I kind of looked at it one day, and I was listed on there, but it wasn't creating any traffic, and they were giving me this whole, like, it was like every time. It was like, oh, okay, well, you have to give it, like, 3 or 4 months, and I'm like,
What? Okay, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, you just got to give it time. You know, it takes time. You know, it's like building a business. You know, it takes time for people to find you. And I was like, look, I don't have time to be paying thousands before I even get one.
Right.
Like,
no, with that kind of money, no way.
Oh, yeah.
Bankrupt by then.
Yeah, so I had to fold. I was like,
no,
I can't do this.
Seriously, yeah, I heard a lot of people, especially with the Angie's, like, you have to, like, do, like, financial jujitsu just to get out of there.
Oh, just about, yeah. Well, the thing about it is it's a loss for them, so they want to try to fight to keep you there and, you know.
Right,
you know,
or add some other promotion or, yeah, how about this, how about that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, that's why we do month to month, man. There's no contracts. You can cancel, upgrade at any time. We do offer like 3, 6, or 12 months to pay up front if you wanted to save money over time. Like, you know, some people want to pay for the year. It's just how they, you know, operate. But mostly it's just month to month. And there's no pressure to like add anything on if you don't want. The one I got you in, the 50 miles, that's a good start. Right. And 250 is budgetable. I mean, if we got you shoot one job, that'll offset the price of the 348, right? Or the 249. No problem. And typically we like to see a 10-to-1 return on investment. So you're at least going to get a handful or more per month. Right. And essentially after the first month, it's just profit typically is what I've seen from people I've signed up. I've been here about 2 years. I haven't had anyone cancel due to like getting calls or jobs. I've had them pause it maybe during the winter if it was like pressure washing or you know, something like that, seasonal, but, you know, you're not going to cancel on money if it's coming in, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, also, too, I forgot to mention, too, I also do a lot of stuff for restoration companies. Like, I do, you know, fire, water, mold, I wouldn't say remediation, but I do restoration repair, and that's been a big thing for me here, and because I used to do it for 20 years. And,
nice.
It's kind of stuff, because some of those jobs are pretty small, you know, some people, you know, some of the smaller jobs sometimes, you know, they're quick turnarounds, so that will help pay for, you know, little things
right
there, and that's why I was doing them. And it's a really high demand here in the area because, how do I put it, a lot of people don't have a good experience with some of the restoration companies that they dealt with. Like, off the bat, just the dry out, something went wrong, they came and they ripped out everything, set up equipment, and never came back.
Oh, wow.
Really, I get a call, and when I get there, the equipment's still there, like, and it's been there for over a month.
Yeah,
and so kind of just like, oh, wow, you know. And then so they end up saying, well, you know, we don't want to go with them because the communication has been horrible from the beginning, you know, and whatnot. And, you know, some of these people haven't even paid. They haven't even paid for the remediation part yet. And obviously, after a month's time, you know, the insurance company would, you know, the work that's been done for the dry out. And so, and they still haven't paid that, you know. So,
so you got to be able to combat that too, yeah. And then like all the people coming up with, you know, rinky-dink licenses and just like a couple dudes in a truck that are like trying to out price everybody and all that stuff too, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy sometimes, but...
yeah, I've heard. Yeah, especially with like landscaping, pressure washing, a lot of the, like, the guy was just like kind of... describing how his community had kind of turned into that, and yeah, I hear it a lot actually. So it just kind of comes along with the new generation, I guess. And then everyone else doesn't want to work. The other half don't want to work.
Exactly. That's what I'm basically right now by myself because, like I said, you know, a lot of people, you know, they want to do it. You know, they just want to hurry up and do it and go home. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, it's like. You know, these people are paying for a good service, and, you know, we need to give it to them.
You got to stand by that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was saying that, you know, everything reflects back on me in the end when it comes to certain things.
Right, but those other people aren't really thinking like that. They don't look at it from that perspective, right, like what's going to do to you or how it reflects on you, exactly.
Exactly. I mean, I got pretty good, you know, so far, like, most of my clients I got, you know, they like the work that I do and they're very happy. So.
Yeah, and I mean, same thing with this. Like, I feel like with a good listing online, you know, good pictures, website, whatnot, and you stand behind your work, right, a good reputation, that's only going to, like, multiply the business, right? That's why I like to sign up companies that really legit, like, stand behind their word and their service and their, and, you know, their work and everything, because it's only going to reflect that much more, you know, online too. All right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure. Definitely. And, so what I had for, like, the jobs from our conversation, or at least kind of looking at your Yelp too, I had concrete, painting, flooring, restoration, repair, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. Do you guys do remodeling too? Or are you guys? You do?
We're working on a set of all the doors as we're talking right now to finalize a huge project that I've been working on since March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
They completely love it.
Oh, that's great, man. Happy to hear that. And so is it pretty much just like general construction, like interior painting, exterior painting, like the whole nine yards, anything construction-wise, or is there, like, specific ones you want to focus on more?
I mean, I have roofers, I have plumbers, I have electricians,
I have floor installers, drywall guys. I mean, I have everybody set in place. It's just, and I'm also helping out a few new companies that are coming up too. So I'm throwing them some bones and trying to work out, skills with them, trying to help them out.
Okay, nice. So I put plumbing, electrician, drywall install, drywall repair, I'm guessing. What about decks? Like deck install, deck repair, things like that too?
I usually do like deck repairs. I'm gonna get out of doing the installations.
Just repair.
Just to repair. Yeah.
Okay. Because maybe a little more of a job to take on, right? Installing the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's, some of the products that people pick, it's like, oh my God, and they want like all this whole dream thing drawn up, and it's like, okay, I'm looking for something that just a plain deck that I can, get it done and then
something
out the door,
right?
Something simple.
Yeah,
some people have some stuff that it takes the architect and all this other stuff to do. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that's way too much.
Right? Like, yeah, it's just becoming way too much. What about the areas that you guys, do you have any specific cities or like counties that you would target, or just general 50 miles?
Well, just because we have so many counties like here and a short distance, I usually just kind of, 50 miles is kind of like a really good, radius, at this point.
Okay. Cause there's a lot within that 50 miles.
If you look on my Yelp page, I don't know, have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, actually. That's why I was asking, cause I was going off the information from here, but I just thought maybe there were some others you wanted to add, maybe, or is this just a good general, the one you have on here, that's okay?
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I would like to stay, within the 50 mile radius. I think that would probably work out pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good start, and you can gauge it down during certain months or whatever. It's most of the stuff that we're setting up is flexible. And like I said, all you'd have to do is just contact me or the technician to change things or whatever, add things, pretty much anything at all. What about this would be the phone number that clients were called into, that the 8012?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, gotcha. And then what about an email?
It's bdp.emale.
So let's see, that's ddp.emale?
That's correct.
And that's at Gmail, or?
Yes, that's Gmail.
Gmail.com. Sorry, you cut out there at the end. I don't know if you said it or not. And then Emale, correct me if I'm wrong, that would be your last name then?
Yes.
Interesting. I've never heard that. What nationality is that, the last name?
Oh, you mean the M-A-L-E?
Oh, so the E's not part of it.
Yeah. So that's the email, E-M-A-L-E, but VDP is my name.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I thought that was the last name, the E-M-A-L-E. That's why I was asking, because sometimes, actually a lot of times, people put their last names in their emails.
Oh, gotcha. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I never did that.
Yeah, so honestly, more than 50%, I think, that I've seen, yeah. And then, let's see, so do you guys already have a Google business profile for DDP? Like, did you get verified on Google?
Not yet. It. We're waiting for the verification to come in. We did it before, but I didn't follow through with it. And so I had to get another one, so it's coming
okay.
In the mail here soon. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So you're already in the process. Great. Okay. That's even better.
Yeah.
One of the first things we do is get you verified. And actually, typically, our turnaround time is about 30 to 45 days without a Google business profile. But since you're already in that process, that's going to cut it down about half or so, like, so just a, you know, few short weeks. But that's actually good news. So when did you send that out? Like, recently, or was it like a week or so ago?
Yeah, recently. Like, it's about a week ago.
Nice. And you guys are in Wenatchee, right, in Washington?
Uh-huh.
I'm actually from a small town in Snohomish County outside of Seattle. It's called Monroe. Have you ever heard of it?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I went to high school there.
I kind of noticed you pronounced Wenatchee correctly, and not you didn't say Wenatchee or.
Yeah, I was there for most of my life, actually. I lived on Tester Road, the one the high school was on, so I was like a fly on the wall there for like a long time.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. Yeah, I went through Wenatchee a few times. Yeah, I was all over that place, man. So I just noticed that you guys were in that similar area, so that's really cool. I always love to be able to talk from people from that area. I haven't been back in like, 15 years, maybe more.
Oh my gosh, man! You will not recognize. Well, you—I mean, some still like the same.
I was gonna ask. Like, I feel like it's probably like doesn't even look the same.
Yeah, no, I've been here for 8 years now, and since 2015, I've seen some stuff. Like, I'm like,
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard that from a few of my friends. Dang.
Yeah,
with everything getting like built up, right? A lot more new construction, and it like turned into one of those big cities, right?
We're starting to call it little Seattle.
Right. Exactly.
That's
what I heard.
Little Seattle.
That's crazy.
Yep.
For it to have a nickname like that must be wow. They must have expanded a lot.
Yeah, they're getting ready to tear down the old Denny's. I know you. If you've been 15 years, you remember where Denny's was. Right?
Oh, yeah. I used to go there all the time, yeah. That's funny.
Yep, Shopko is gone. Shopko is gone. It's now a Winco.
Really? There's probably a Walmart somewhere now, I'm guessing.
Walmart's still here, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, it's probably changed a lot too. That's the only big thing I remember that they had back then was a Walmart.
Yeah, it's
that's crazy, man.
I usually go to Chelan if we want to go to a real Walmart. We usually go up to Chelan to that one. That one's pretty fancy.
Oh yeah, that one's pretty nice. Yeah, my family they initially when I was in Washington, we first moved to Hawaii before I went to California. So some of them are still there, but most of them have moved back to Washington. So I was thinking of going to visit. So I was thinking, maybe check it out. But it looks like there's a lot that I'm gonna probably be surprised about.
Oh yeah, you'll catch. I mean, if you come to visit, sometimes you're gonna really be like, oh wow.
Right, like it catch my eye, wow, right, like a lot has changed. Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, it has. It's crazy. They're getting ready to do some other crazy stuff here, and you're getting ready to do
and more coming. Yeah, exactly. That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
and is like Seattle still the same? Like the old stuff.
Where is it now?
In Seattle, is like historic Seattle still the same?
Somewhat, yeah.
They've
done a lot more artistic stuff, and they're doing some. So where are you out of?
The company or me personally?
You personally.
Oh yeah, so Monroe. For most of my life, about 20 something years. We did move around. I was in Woodinville, Issaquah, Bellevue at one point. Just that whole general area. I moved around like all the time, but mostly Seattle, like area, right? Yeah. Snohomish County. Yeah, that general area.
Gotcha.
I remember Issaquah was pretty hoity-toity, but sorry, go ahead.
So you're not in Washington anymore? Is that what you're...
No, so our company, we're actually out of California. We're in Southern California, like Fountain Valley is the area.
Southern California.
Yeah, I initially came here to do music. I got my master's in audio engineering, but then, you know, how life goes, it takes you different places. So, yeah, now I'm back in sales again.
Okay, okay. How far is that from San Diego?
Fountain Valley, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm going to do a search. Fountain Valley from San Diego. Miles. Let's see. Looking at 2 hours, a couple minutes over, but yeah, about 2 hours.
Oh, wow. I was sitting there thinking about, you said Southern California, because I used to live in Temecula.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I never lived there. I went through there a few times, but I started off here in Hollywood. That was just crazy. But then I went to North Hollywood. I was in Koreatown for a bit. That was okay. Kind of ghetto, but it was cheaper. It's so expensive here. So
oh, I know, right?
Yeah, man. Sometimes you got to put yourself in these small little apartments, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
That's life in big cities, right? It's kind of, it's probably crazy expensive over there now. Right, in Washington now?
Oh, it is stupid here, man. It's like one bedroom is almost like $1,800, $1,900, and two bedrooms like $2,200, $2,300, and it just keeps going up from there. And I'm like, what?
See, that's what I'm trying to, like, L.A. now. Yeah, that's insane.
Really?
No, seriously. It's like, how do they expect us to live like that? And there's inflation, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Craziness.
Yep. So, hey, I mean, I know I got a meeting coming up here, I guess, and what time is it now? Today is my meeting day.
Oh, meeting with, like, the rest of your entourage, so to speak, with the company, you mean?
No, I just had a lot of meetings today. I thought I had some tomorrow, but it's actually today. I was like, oh, crap, it's today. And so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I know. I got you. So in regards to this, though, is it something you shouldn't give it a shot, or what do you think?
Yeah, you know, if I can get like something like put together and you know, send me an email on something that I can kind of look at and say, hey, this is what we can do. You know, this is what we're kind of thinking. You know, I'd like to try to see something, see how it looks, you know, or like, you know, it doesn't have to be something that's actually set up, just something that's, oh, hey, here, this is kind of what we're thinking.
Initially, earlier in the call, I'd sent you, one here, hold on. Yeah, so I'll even send you another one. It's going to go to your email, but it's basically the same stuff that we went over, but this will just kind of have everything written out, the pricing, all that, but... Yeah, everything should be in that text you already looked at there. So all the pricing is there. Obviously, you're on a reduced pricing with the credit, but everything that's listed there, that's everything that's included. So you're on all the search engines, all the directories, Facebook. You have your tracking system. The tech team's running everything. You know, you name it. So it's a full-on marketing package. It's not like it's more hands-on, like I said.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know I've been talking to a few people, you know, some of my associates that I work with, and you know, they have guys that, you know, like my flooring and stuff like that. I'm actually going to start selling cabinets myself, because I've had a lot of problems with going to Lowe's and Home Depot and stuff like that. Like they all 6 to 8 months and type crap, and then when it gets there's stuff missing. You know, it's just, I didn't get tired of it. Even some of my other contractor buddies, one's a window installer. He is now a distributor. So that's what I want to be with cabinets. And I've already did flooring, carpet. Yeah, I'm going to be setting up here pretty soon, working with a company out of Seattle.
Great.
Yeah. It's gotten to that point where, you know, I'm tired of getting cussed out by not employees, but clients, because of the fact that, you know, they're like, oh, well, you said, you know, I'm like, oh, I hate this part. you know, because you really can't control, you know, product after it's ordered, you know, and at some point they understand that, but then they don't. It's like,
at the same time, right?
Okay. You know, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I can't control it. We paid for it. You see the order where I've ordered it. Here we are. It's a waiting game. What can I say?
Yeah, exactly. What can you do, right?
Yeah, some of them, you know, they're basically still living in their home, and, you know, I'm coming up with creative ways to build them a temporary countertop so they can wash their dishes. You know, it's like 2x4s and a piece of slab, you know, and they're like, well, I guess this will work until it comes in, and the next thing you know, boom, you know, 8 months since they got there, cabinets are coming in, and oh well, I'm sorry, but this cabinet's still on the deck on the dock down in Arizona somewhere, and well, when's it gonna get here? Whenever we get a driver that can bring it, and I'm like, oh my god,
right, one thing after the other,
it's like. Yeah, so.
So I did.
Yeah, I'll
that should be in your email there. But I mean, everything you saw there, I mean, that's pretty much everything that's included. So, I mean, if you had any other questions, concerns, you know, just let me know. I'm an open book. Since we're on the phone now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. No, I just need to get past today. I mean, I got some stuff I got to do and get done with that, and I can sit down and take a look at it and talk it over with the wife and see what she thinks. And so,
gotcha.
I mean, basically go
okay, but
there.
It is something you are interested in, though, right? Because, you know, a lot of people say the same thing, right, but then they never answer again. So just want to make sure, you know, shoot me straight. Yeah.
No, I am interested. I have, man, but like I said, I haven't talked to somebody like you yet, so that's kind of – a blessing to hear somebody just be straight and just be themselves and not go, you know, hey, Mr. David, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And it's like, no, you're
right.
Not. No, you're not.
No, right. Exactly. Like click, hang up. No, I don't really know any other way to be. So I don't like to be salesy, right. so to speak. Yeah. It's just,
no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So.
And it wouldn't be genuine of me either. So it's Sahak, S-A-H-A-K, but a lot of people just call me Hawk, H-A-W-K.
I figured this much. I figured
yeah.
They just called you Hawk.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's either one's fine, but most people call me Hawk. So what I'll do, I sent you the email, but I'll also send you over a text with my contact info. Just shoot me a call or a text, and then if I don't hear from you, what's a good time to follow up then?
Say around 10, 10 or so tomorrow. I wanted to kind of check my funds and see what I got going on. I mean, I know I got a couple jobs that are coming up. I just got approved for one today, so,
oh, nice.
Perfect timing. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So then, you said like 10 a.m. tomorrow, right?
Yeah. That kind of gets me out of the, you know, gives me time to handle all the chaos in the morning.
Right. Yeah, if you got kids and a job or a business, you know, then of course, yeah, you gotta have the morning for sure set out for everything that's gonna pop up, right?
Right, definitely. Well, all my kids are grown. I mean, I just got like live.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
You got new kids, but like animals, right?
Like animals, yeah. Yeah. So.
Nice. Well, I mean, again, it was great talking with you. So I'll shoot you a call around 10 a.m. and we'll talk more.
That sounds good. All right, brother. Take care.
All right, mate. You too. All right, bye.
Bye.